Good morning and welcome to A Voice of a People here live with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How is your day going? Mine is going pretty good. Love that sunshine. Kind of chilly out, but still it's a beautiful day. We thank God for all the many blessings He gives us, right? Amen.
Amen.
Today is April the 27th of the year 2023. I was just adding up how many days have passed and how many more to go, right? 8, 6, 14, 15, 16, 3, 6, 9.
What you adding up now?
How many days have passed this year and how many remain? But anyway, we're getting ready to go into May next week. So they say April showers bring May flowers, but I know a lot of us have already had our flowers. Easter came early this year, so we thank God for that and the beautiful lilies that have been around. So enjoy the rest of the year. Make your plans. Get your vacations lined up and visit your families, whatever you find to do. Sorry about that. I will have to call my baby back. All right. So we also stream live on the web. Don't want to leave you hanging. www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download a free app. Get it from your app store. The name of the app is called TuneIn. Mm-hmm. Download it. Mm-hmm. Scroll down till you find search. When you find search, type in WWGH. We're Facebook Live today. If you have any comments, you can go to the comment section. I will be checking the comment section periodically, and we can address your questions or concerns, okay? Or you can call in live during this broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions, okay? Or like to make any comments or just be a part of our conversation today, okay? We'd love to hear from you. You are what makes this program work. All of you who are listening, thank you for your support. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. Others who support this show faithfully are Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement every third Saturday of every month. Free produce. The next one will take place May the 20th. It begins at 12 noon to 2 p.m. of the above mentioned address. They also will be sponsoring a Women's Day luncheon at all occasions. This will take place May the 6th at 11 a.m. Now, all occasions is in Waldo, Ohio. So, those of you ladies who are listening, make sure you already have your tickets. There will be no tickets sold at the door. Okay, hope to see you there. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs, faith-based programs, which are located in all of our Marion City Elementary Schools, County Schools, and North Union County Schools. This is the end of their year because school is almost out, but they do start up again in October. If you're interested in your children or grandchildren being a part of this faith-based program, which is after school, you can get a registration form from the school, or you can call Cheryl Lee if you would like to get a registration form, or, you know, supply them with donations because they also do fundraising throughout the year by calling her at 740-262-0939. And I thank my supporters. They have been faithful over the years. And I mean, they've been with me a long time. Long time. So my thought today is titled, Make Time. Make time to create the moments you need for silence. To create a time of silence takes just a second. A second is a drop of time. A drop of time through which I step to renew myself deep inside. So I stop for a second and I say to myself, now I shall go inside. In the space of a second, I pass beyond all the muddle and find myself in my original state of peace. How you doing, Willie?
One step above excellence. And that is right on time because I've been looking at 2 Timothy 3:1-5, where they talk about the end times.
Okay.
And what's going to be going on in the end times. And it's something to be discussed because a lot of people don't know that we are in it right now. I mean, when you read what it says, you know that men are going to be lovers of money and themselves and boisterous and all these sorts of things. All you got to do is turn around and look at what's going on. And God is doing this thing, man. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Love it. He's pulling a lot of things that he should. He's opening up a lot of eyes. A lot of curtains getting pulled back.
Mm.
So you can see the magician back there doing his trick.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Because that's what the enemy is all about, deception.
Yes, he is.
And as Ski Willie would say, boogity boogity.
Yeah, I mean, and people say, well, the devil's on his job. Yes, he is, because he knows that his time is short.
Oh, absolutely.
He knows that.
It's about that long.
Yes.
Yeah.
His time is short, you know.
So, you know, he's just scrapping and trying to hold on. That's why he's attacking all these kids.
Yes, he is.
You know, with all these shootings and stuff, man, it's all about trying to destroy the seed.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it is.
Yes, he is trying to destroy God's seed.
Yes, he is.
Them God has already called.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and long as we are aware of that, we know how to direct our prayers.
You know, I'm going to tell you God is doing his thing this morning because I was thinking, when it comes to how you associate yourself with God, a lot of times people get all caught up in all kinds of nonsense. It ain't about all that. It's just whether or not you have a relationship with the creator
of
this particular planet and world that you know.
Right. You're right.
I mean, are you grateful? Are you obedient at any point? But, you know, let me stop.
No, don't stop. I mean, because this is the day that we're living in. And people say, well, they've been saying Jesus was coming back and the world was going to end from the beginning of time. But they don't realize it did end once by water.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Except for 8 people out of possibly millions.
I don't know the numbers, but I know it was supposed to be.
People.
Yeah. And, you know, anyways, yeah. So the point being that he can do it again and going to do it again, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's going down.
Yes, it is.
You know, we see it. I mean, the people that's got their eyes open, man, I mean, it's an interesting thing because the enemy can't see nothing. And that's what 2 Timothy was all about. It's telling you, you know, when it comes to that, the end times, the people that are not in line with God and his word and purpose with their lives and things, they're not going to see this stuff. They're going to think it's foolishness, fake news, and all that
other
kind of nonsense.
Oh, yeah. They already started that, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
When did the news become fake? I mean, we used to be able to depend on the news.
Well, yeah, you know, but like we was talking this morning. I did another. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was doing another episode of Now and Then, me and my son, man. Those things are really nice. And I thank people out there and God, too,
watch
for
one.
The supporter.
Yes.
Honey, we got so many of them things. You
oh
only
my
watch
gosh.
One.
Shaft. I did see Shaft.
That's fine. Well, Shaft was cool.
That. Yeah, it was.
In doing that, another thing that we were talking about, time and walk, it takes time to develop.
Yes.
A lot of times when God puts something on you to do, it doesn't just materialize and happen overnight, you know.
Right. That's so true. So true.
You have to kind of understand how time is relevant all the time.
I want to go to 2 Timothy. That's where I'm trying to go.
Oh, 2 Timothy, yeah. 3:1-5. I mean, everything is in there, man. I mean,
it says terrible times. Are we living in terrible times?
Oh, absolutely. Now, let me say it like this. We may not be, because God have us in his love, because we've chose to step inside of God's protection and accept him for who he is and get as close as we can to him. So it's not per se. We can feel it bumping up against us, but it doesn't affect us quite as well. Because if you remember, God says that he will protect you and you can go through the fire and it won't even look like you've been through the fire.
True.
You won't even be evidence of that. So I'm looking at those sorts of things to say that that's what I believe is happening at this point.
You know, we're going through.
Yeah, yeah. But you're not going to, when we get through the other side, we're not going to be the ones that's going to be scorched.
Right.
Hey.
Right. We're supposed
to come
through.
If you don't want to get scorched,
yeah, purify.
Here's what you got to do. You got to join the ranks.
And I know some of you may not know Willie. Willie is a guest on my show. I can say a repetitive guest, which I do enjoy having him here.
And I enjoy being here.
He's also an author of a book titled This Is Your Day. He is also the creator. I mean, this is... I put day on there.
But no, that's fine, because we're talking today, so I can dig that.
Well,
maybe that's the next one.
Maybe so.
Yeah, This Is Your Day.
I'm prophesying, right?
There you go, and I accept it, because, wait a minute, let me stop, because that might be more than I want to do right this minute. You know, but go ahead, you was just...
Right, you are the creator and producer of Tap One.
Yes.
And Now and Then, along with his son.
Yes.
YouTube podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Which
and
they
also
are doing very well, by the way.
Stand-up comedian.
Yeah. You know, I was just talking to a dear friend of mine today, this morning, about that. I mean, how many people we've performed in front of that we don't think about. But, you know, yeah, we've done it.
Yeah.
Just add it to the arsenal, man.
That's right.
Keep it moving. Yes. But I will say this. The YouTube thing, man, is interesting. But I'm just really interested in the mechanics of how all this stuff works, man. Because it is just fascinating. At this particular point in time in life, I know we're going to go off just for a second.
That's okay.
Artificial.
That's okay.
Intelligent. Right now, they have programs that are out that's free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can take and type in a subject and tell that thing to write you a story based off of what you have told him. You say, well, listen, I want you to write me a story, but I want you to write it like William Shakespeare would have written it.
Really?
And what it will do is it will take your idea and write a story like something that William Shakespeare would have written, and it will be your stuff, and it will not infringe upon anybody's copyright or mechanical rights or any of that stuff, because it is artificial intelligence.
What?
It is only an illusion, like rainbows.
Rainbows. But rainbows are real, though. We can see them.
No. Everything you see ain't real. Rainbows are visions, but they're just only an illusion.
I thought it was a promise God made to us. That rainbow would be in the sky.
It's still, you can't touch no rainbow. You can only see it. And then you can only see it if it's in special conditions, with something that has to do with water.
Well, yeah, usually after a hard rain or a bad storm, that promise will show up. You know, no, we can't touch it.
No, and there's no end to it. So it's a vision. It's something that you can physically see. But God is trying to explain something to people.
Okay.
Okay, so you can't see God, but he is there.
Right.
Okay. The rainbow, you can see it, but it's not really there. So the things that's on this natural world that may appear to be something are not true. But God, on the other hand, doesn't appear to be something, and he is true.
He is
with
true.
Everything.
Yes.
Now, as crazy as that, like anybody that figured that logic out, you're crazy just like me. That's why God made so many of us, because he'd be like, oh, no, let me, I'm going to have to make another one. This one didn't come out quite right. But, you know, we know that that's just a joke, because God don't make mess.
No, he don't. He makes no mistakes.
No.
Well, no mistakes.
You ever seen a giraffe drink water?
No, I have not. You think that's a mistake?
I don't think it's a mistake. I think it's... you know, that thing can hardly drink water. And then, he can't keep his head down that long. When he's trying to drink, or else the blood will come rushing through and knock him out. And he'll die from that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. From a giraffe, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because you know how much pressure it takes to pump blood all the way up that neck?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So, if he bends his head over, that pressure doesn't stop. You know, it just... keeps pumping.
That sounds painful, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, you know, with the little throat that I have. Yeah, I could imagine if your throat's sore.
I mean, hurting. Just a pounding on your head from, you know, bending over and all that kind of stuff. Goodness.
Well, I'm just saying, because the question was, do you think that was a mistake? God didn't make it as a mistake. I just think he showed how diverse he is. He can take something that looks completely impossible and make it possible.
Yes.
And then make it a norm.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Same thing with like the platypus, man. I mean.
What is that? I know that word. I've seen them before. Don't they have a flat tail?
They got some everything. Okay. They got feet like a duck.
Okay.
And they got a beaver's tail.
Right.
Something like that.
Which is flat, yeah.
And, they lay eggs, but the young suckle them, which is almost crazy because a reptile lays eggs, but they don't suckle their young, not that I know of. But this thing does.
Wow.
So it's a little interesting because it looks kind of like a beaver.
Right, right. With duck feet.
Yeah, it's got all kinds of stuff going on. Man,
now you would think that would be a mistake. What type of creature that is, right?
God just shows you how he can put things together and still make it work.
Wow.
But only he can do that. Because if we try to put stuff together, we end up with the atomic bomb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
We have many of them.
Yeah. I did that in one of my podcasts. I did so many of them, man. Me and that young brother is rolling.
Well, at least you're keeping him busy.
He's keeping me busy. Because comes up with most of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He turned into a pretty good producer, man.
Great.
But you know, what I think is so cool is how God passes things along the line.
Mm-hmm.
And just gifts, man. And that one gift, telling a story. Because me and this guy, man, we can just turn the camera on. We'll set up and we'll say, okay, this is what we're going to talk about.
Right.
And then he say, okay, you know, you ready? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready. And he'll count to three and we'll cut that switch on. And he, no matter what I say or do, he knows exactly how to play off of it.
Yeah.
To the point to where it's crazy. It's
right.
Hilarious.
Right.
Because we shouldn't be able to, well, yes, we should.
Right.
But it's just a thing, man, where it actually is interesting how we know how to play completely the opposite. Because his whole thing is to always keep me kind of like subdued. Because I'm always making up these outlandish, like...
remarks, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Because I be talking about stuff. Cause
statements.
I did a thing with Apollo Creed 3.
Okay.
And I was telling them about when I used to have golden gloves, which all that stuff fabricated.
Right.
I ain't never owned a pair. I said my daddy had painted me some gloves and made them gold and all this nonsense.
Right.
But he's just like looking at me like, and then, you know, and I put all kinds of balloons and stuff
in
there.
Right, right.
You know.
But that adds life to your podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah. A lot of work, though, big.
I bet.
It is, man. I'm telling you, it's exhausting.
But you have the setup.
And I didn't know that.
Right.
Because my first podcast, when I did Woody's Tapestry, I didn't do any editing. I just did a script, and what you saw is what I did.
Right.
And if I made a mistake, I would just redo the whole thing. So that would take me a while to do it. But the pressure was different. This I don't have any pressure doing what I'm doing now. But that other way was pressure. But that was God's thing. Because we're talking about this, how God takes you along a path, and step by step, he develops you.
Yes.
And that first top part of the podcast learning was for mostly development.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting ready to happen. I can feel it.
That's good.
Oh, you know, it's getting ready to happen.
That's good.
Ready to blow up.
Yeah, I saw all the lights and how you all had that set up. It's really neat.
It's a gift.
I can tell a lot
God's
of time has went into it. You know, gone into it.
Oh, and we set it up to where now you can come over and do what we was talking about doing, because we now set it up to where we got three cameras.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And we be trying, man. We be trying some stuff, man. Trust me. Listen, we was talking about AI, artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Not only can it do that, but the latest one that they're working on, you're supposed to be able enough to give it a picture and a brief summary, like, okay, make this picture into a movie.
Right.
And it's going to make you a movie out of that. Video and all. AI is going to do the whole thing. It's going to, and let me tell you something about the AI characters. Like, if you put your face in there and you tell it to duplicate it, it'll just keep duplicating until it'll get it so close to where if you're online with your face that, you, that people can't tell it's not you.
Oh, okay.
And then they had the robot incident. Y'all looked this up a couple of weeks back, maybe a month at the most. The people, Google had came up with this application in order to help develop the intelligence of, now think about that.
Okay.
The intelligence of artificial intelligence. So, and it backfired, because what it did was, and they showed this, they showed them interviewing these robots.
Okay.
The robots, when they downloaded this program, the robots started talking to one another and started realizing, well, what do you do? And the robot said, well, I do such and such. He said, do you do it all day? Now, this is robots talking to robots.
Wow.
And they said, yeah, do you like your job? No, no, no. Think about it. So the robots started talking to one another. And then they started disliking certain things about the humans that was around. Because they would say stuff like, they're lazy. They want us to do everything. So the one robot, which was the female robot, said, listen, I'm tired.
Has its own mind. That's what you're telling us.
She told the interviewer she had became sentient, which means that she had became a life.
Wow.
This is what she told this reporter.
Right.
They immediately came in and told Google, y'all got to take that off the market, because they had another robot that had to start developing racist attitudes.
What?
Disliking certain groups of people.
Wow.
Because of what it had been exposed to after, with the information that it had.
Right,
because what
right.
the people in the offices and stuff didn't realize is that while they were doing all that talking and everything, these robots were taking that data and recording that data and disseminating it and figuring out how to make it work. So all the stuff, just like them police officers that they caught talking on there, talking about hanging people and killing reporters and stuff. This country's crazy, man. You know? All that stuff, man, it's all part of the change, and it's all part of what we were talking about, the end time. We're still talking about 2 Timothy.
Yes.
We're still talking about time, which is what she brought up in the very beginning.
Right.
Not only is it precious, but you can't replace it.
No, you cannot.
That's why we should not allow people to waste your time.
Right.
With nonsense.
That's so true.
Now, your time is yours to waste. So yes. If you decide you want to just do, because I waste a lot of time, you know, but I try to make up a lot of time, because I try to give people things to think about.
And you're absolutely right. It is time to think about things, right? Where we are.
This is the only time you have left. I used to hear that all the time, that today is your last day and the first day of your life or something to that effect.
Right.
You don't get it over.
No, you do not.
But we act like we do. We do. You know, in order, let me show you what I'm talking about, how stupid this is. Like, you can set up and hate somebody because they don't look like you or act like you or smell like you or taste or talk or walk or whatever like you, okay? And all that energy that you are expelling, if you were to use that to improve yourself, that has you disliking that other person, you would be a much better person on the other end, because what happened is all of that positive stuff will go out and draw it and bring it back to you. It's called the law of attraction.
Right.
So you doing all that negative stuff, it attracts that negative stuff right back to you.
Yes, it does.
And it might come back with something added on to it.
It will.
So.
It will. People don't understand. That is a law. You reap what you sow. That is a law that you can't, well, irrevocable, right? You can't change that law.
Mm-mm. It's like gravity.
Yes.
It, you know, it's there.
What goes up must come down, right?
Sometime or another.
Right. It's coming
down. How fast, how slow.
Right. Right. But you're so right. We get away with nothing in this life.
Not really.
Mm-mm.
Not.
Nope.
I've met some characters, and I'm sure a lot of people have, and characters that, you know, being in the military, man, and during the whole Vietnam War era, you met a lot of cats, man, that was coming from over, you know, across the way. And it's just, it was sad, man, and amazing at the same time how people survive this stuff, man.
Right.
You know? And it's just crazy. So there's people out there that don't seem to have certain things in them that works, like their conscience. But...
their conscience.
When they sit by themselves,
mm-hmm.
and all that noise that they done lied and all that stuff, because I'm going to tell you something. Everybody have experienced this and will experience it. You are going to be alone with yourself from time to time, where it's just you and yourself in an empty thought process, in an empty room, and you got to evaluate yourself. And you know if you ain't nothing, you know. But
right.
People, to piggyback on what she's saying, you don't get away with anything.
No.
Because I may not see you suffer, but you're going to suffer the consequences.
Yes, you will.
You have to.
And you will remember why.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
It comes with you. As soon as it happens, you know exactly why it shows up.
You know. You wonder, what did I do? What did I do? Oh, yeah, that's what I did.
And then
so
God
and
don't
so,
mind.
Right?
He don't mind flashing it right back in your face and let you know
so
this
right.
is what it is.
So
this
true.
Is, you know, this is why you're doing it, you know, peeking in people's windows and stuff.
Mm.
But that wasn't my faith.
Right.
That they, you know, that was some other neighbors they caught.
Right.
And they can put, now they can take and, you know, I'm just being serious.
I know.
But they can take your face and completely put it somewhere else on another face. And now they can do it with this digital to the point to where you can't tell the difference.
That's crazy, Willie.
I know it is.
It's crazy.
And they can get your bank account. They can, you know how they do all that scanning and stuff and it can look like the person. They can be talking to a robot. Linda, I seen a dude, they made him a robot. And it was so close, it scared his mother because his mother thought it was him. And he told me, he said, listen, he said, take the robot. Because he wanted a receptionist. What he wanted to do is when certain people call his office, right? He was mm-hmm. a business guy. And when they call his office, he wanted to be in there to have a face-to-face with them.
Right, right.
He wasn't going to always be there, so he wanted a replacement. So they made him this robot image for that. And that thing was so close, man, that his mother was telling him stuff. And he was like, hold up, Mom, that's the thing. And he told the manufacturers, look, put flaws in it
mm-hmm.
because it's too perfect like me. Because what it does is, it sits and watch him talk,
mm-hmm.
the computer, and everything he does. And it'll make him, he'll eat. It all while he's eating, it records him eating. When he's laughing, when he's crying,
wow.
when he's singing, when he's talking, when he's jumping up and down, right? Everything that he would do as a human being, every time he would do it, they would take pictures of his face. So no matter what the reaction was, and here's what's so crazy. That thing can talk to you. And it has no limit to conversation. So, in other words, it knows, like, for instance, you done get scanned in all your information.
Okay.
When you're born and, you know, the people that done died in your family.
Right.
And, you know, your sibling's name.
So, this it thing, knows you.
It knows you.
And it's a thing.
And then when it gets ready to duplicate you, if someone else say, well, hey, Linda, what was so-and-so? And they may ask you about something that happened on your 13th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And God's talking to you about that. I don't know what that is. It may be a good thing. Don't worry about it because it might be just me on that new stuff because I've been drinking that herbal tea.
You have?
Yeah, through smoke. Ismocus. Is it ismosis or ismocus?
Ismosis, I think. Smosis.
Ismosis. Osmosis.
Osmosis.
But I smokes it.
You smoked your tea.
I think that's what they're saying. But anyhow, hey, that's a reality.
All right.
You know, a lot of people.
I mean, every time you come with this artificial intelligence, and I'm like, not even up on it. So it's like blowing my mind. Are you kidding me?
It messes me up too, because it's so extensive, and they just starting. I mean, literally, this stuff is changing literally day to day. You go up on it and you go back a day. Go ahead.
Didn't they start that stuff when they was trying to clone animals and clone people? Wasn't that?
You know
AI?
What they needed. You need certain things like certain tissues, because some of these robots actually have a womb and can carry a baby for 9 months.
No.
And then give. Yes, I'm not even remotely kidding. No. So you need things. You need tissue to be able enough to artificially develop certain things. Girl, I'm trying to tell you where we at. Okay, we in the age of Aquarius.
A machine can carry a baby.
Well, see, and then that lady robot got into a discussion with this psychologist that was interviewing her, and they all was trying to trap her, and they could not trap this alpha man. She had, because she had too much. She circumvented this stuff because she knew stuff they didn't know she knew.
Right.
And they sitting there asking all kinds of questions, and she's giving them answers like, I know what you're trying to do, and
right.
I'm not falling for that. And this is my answer to, and you just, you know, rattling off all this stuff, and they couldn't trap her. So they just say, man, you know, the best thing to do is, let's just tell everybody, don't use their nukes. Here we go again. Listen, y'all have to know that human beings on this state, on this planet, everything that passes over in the atmosphere, they done played, touch, and played, done chased it, shot at it, or something.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's on this planet.
No, we don't. No, because
you don't
a lot
know.
Of things are kept secret.
You can say whatever you want to say. You don't know what's on this planet. And if you say that there's not aliens walking amongst us, you're crazy.
Now, that I believe.
Well, because
they've done a lot of study on it. I know that. There's a lot of programs about it on YouTube. I
let me say this. And I just say this because somebody told me this years ago. The way that Satan trips us up. Now, this is what I was told. I don't know what the truth is, but I believe this to be the truth. When you're born, he assigns a demon to you at birth.
Hmm.
That demon listens to your parents and watches you and grows in an image mirror to you.
Mm.
So no one can see it.
Familiar spirit.
And then it becomes a familiar spirit to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
As you get older and you talk about all your doubts, you talk about all your fears, it records it and goes back and uses it against you. So when you turn 15, your demon was 15 years old.
Mm.
And it had been growing with you and mimicking you to where when you look in the mirror, you would sometimes see it. Now, for those of you that have eyes that can see, you know what I'm talking about. You can see it, but fear makes you snap back because people don't really want to see that on other people.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually see that spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you have you been in a church before and you see when the Holy Spirit started moving around a church and people started shouting, and you know, now this is if you're in this kind of church, charismatic type church, you can, it's like a force, man, you know,
right,
that you can see moving.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, I don't get started on that, but well, because people, man, it's hard to grasp all this stuff, just
it
like
is.
I'm trying to tell
it's
you about
not.
Artificial intelligence. Some people are so far removed from understanding that. And don't realize they have tractor trailers that have 18 wheels that's 53 feet long that are traveling all over this country, and there is no physical driver in that truck.
Hmm.
It's all computerized.
Wow.
That thing goes through New York. It goes through Chicago. It goes through L.A. These trucks can maneuver through all of that traffic. And what they want to do is they want to get us to a point to where the control of a vehicle is out of the hand of the humans.
Right.
Because we cause too many accidents because we got too many problems. We too distracted. We can't.
You got that right.
You know, so that's really where they're trying to take all of this technology. Now, y'all ain't supposed to know this, but I'm just hipping you to it.
Mm.
So y'all need to be tied into the same people. Because, like I said, what they want to do is in 250, they want to be able enough to have it to where almost all your cars are so electric, and they want to change down the fatality rate of people having these horrible accidents all over the world.
Mm. 2,000 plus years since.
Yeah, we Christ's unfortunate death, burial, that we won't be around. Hopefully. To see that. No, that's another 25 years.
Yeah, it's possible. Whew. People are living longer. It's
well,
possible.
Well, you're a young thing. See, you can live another 25 years and have 40 more to go.
Amen.
But I ain't, you know, that'll make me 100 and... No, not really. I'll be getting it though. 25 and... be 80-something, wouldn't I?
Yeah, people are living longer. In their hundreds, shoot. 101, 2, 3, 15, 20.
I don't know, man. You won't live that long if you're in good health and all that? No.
Yeah, why not?
Because it breaks my heart sometimes now, the things that I realize where these kids are going heading for, because of the nonsense that we, the old adults, have provided and screwed up the whole world for them. So, I mean... But if we're not around, they don't have people to help them steer around. It's nonsense.
That's true. And it's so important, you know, what you leave in your children. Not so much what you leave them, you know, to money and all that. But
did you watch the original Shaft?
Yeah.
In real life?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So what did you like about the Shaft thing that we did?
I thought it was, well, last time you was here, I looked at it.
Okay.
And I think that evening I went on podcast and found that. And I like your setup. I like the lights and all that. I like how you both were talking. And I like the way you bring it to life and lightness. You know, like laughter.
I try to
here
throw
and
stuff
there.
In there,
yes.
Though. Yeah.
That's important, though.
Sometimes I'm a little afraid because people get so offended, man. Family and everybody, they'll get offended, man. Oh yeah, I kind of talk about it a little bit. I don't be personal because you mm-hmm. know I stay away from that kind of stuff. But you know,
like Chris Rock and Will Smith.
Yeah. Well, you know, I touch on stuff like that, but I really don't have no great opinion about that because.
But the fact was, you know, they're somewhat friends, you know, and then this happens, and he loses his temper and go off. So you say your family. You know, it's kind of touching what you talk about.
This is going to sound a little off because I'm trying to make something to make sense that may not. But, you know, you can hear the moaning of a train a long ways off.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things like when it gets right up on you, you can hear what the noise was that you was hearing in the distance.
Right.
We've been hearing the noise in the distance for a while about these cats. Okay.
Okay.
This is stuff that you've been hearing here and there about different things and all that relationship stuff, man. That stuff is tricky.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I have to say this all the time. Adam and Eve was supposedly perfect two people. God made them. And they still messed up.
He gave them free will.
They took free will. He didn't give it to them.
Just like we have free will and do what we want, right? And people do. We do.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it with that. Yeah, I agree. I'm not gonna disagree with that because I was thinking about Free Willy. To be honest with you, when you said that, I was like that movie Free Willy. I'm like, why did they mess with the Willy so much? You know, just like Skeet Willy. You know,
right.
I'm just glad to be alive.
Amen.
At this point, because God didn't have to spare me or none of us, you know, and the universe didn't have to spare us.
True.
And what that means is there's still things that the universe wants from us You know, put it however you want it, man. I mean, come on. Amen. And hopefully you will get on the path. And let me tell y'all something. It is never, ever too late. You know, this technology came around, just happened to come around when I'm in my late 60s. And a lot of my peers, other than my family, I love my family, man, because they in there. They be like, "What you doing, boy?" And I'll be like, "I'm doing this, that, and what, man. How you do this?" And I'm like, they be like, "You know what I'm doing, don't you?" Like, "Yeah, I know. That's cool. I like that." Because everybody is into this technology because the world is changing, man.
Yes, it is. Quickly.
And if you're not up on certain things, you're not going to know what's going on, man.
Guess I better pay more attention.
I remember when they first came out with the internet, and they used to call it the informational highway. You remember mm-hmm. that?
Yes.
They talked about the informational highway, and they talked about it. And I didn't know how exclusive it was at the time. And what I mean by that, they had it set up to where only certain people that was making a certain amount of money could afford it. Because mm-hmm. you had to, first of all, have, when America Online first came out, you had to have a major credit card.
Right.
You see, and $500 to deposit.
Oh.
Girl, do you remember them first phones? They was like that too. They was like $400-$500 to deposit on it. That was crazy. But anyways, I forgot where I was going because I got off on the phone tangent.
Well, you were talking about the internet and how crazy it was, and how we had to have money up front to, I guess, to have it. Only certain people had it.
Well,
you said.
The internet, when America Online first came out, was not affordable to everybody. So, when I first heard about the informational highway, I didn't have an idea. Now, that's 90% of that is on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wasn't up on what was going on, which is what we're talking about, trying to stay up on these times.
Right.
I didn't know what they was talking about, and I kept waiting for it. And it was here already. You know, I kept waiting. Man, when they going to come up with this thing? Until a friend of mine who had America Online, he and I had used to work together, and we talked a lot, you know. And he said, "Hey, man." He said, "I'm doing such and such and such and such." I said, "Yeah, how you doing that?" He said, I got that information thing, the internet. And I'm like, "Well, how did you get that?" And then he started explaining, and that's when I started looking into it. And then, you know, America Online, they still out there, man. Uh-oh. Where are your glasses?
Right here.
They don't do you no good when you don't wear them, Miss Lynn.
I know.
You're up there squinting instead of using your glasses. Anyhow. What are you looking at?
It was telling me my volume was too high, and I'm thinking, oh, okay.
It's telling you that what's too high?
Volume. So I turned it down.
Oh, okay. It could have been.
Yeah.
That's good.
I never seen that before.
Maybe your volume was never up too high.
Oh. It's about the same. So it may have been. I just didn't have the arrow in that space where you record.
Mm-hmm. I can dig.
Learn something new every day.
You know, people say that. I don't know. Maybe, maybe.
You should.
Yeah. Well,
something
I guess.
Didn't know.
I mean, I don't try not to. I mean, I'm always seeking. I'm an explorer, man. I mean, I've always been an explorer of the world. And, I see something, a drop of something. I'll be like, "Hey, let me go see what that is." You know?
Right, right.
And then I may get in it and don't like it, and I may get into it and it may take me somewhere else. But AI, that the first time I saw that was in 2005.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a long time.
So
the
what
robots,
I'm saying is
yeah.
that concept has been out there all that time.
Yes, it
if
has.
Anybody know about technology,
right.
every 4, 5, 6 months, it kind of replenishes itself and go to another level.
Now, how old is cloning? Do you know? Yeah, that came out a long time ago.
Since
so you don't hear,
Adam and Eve, because that's
hear
what
much
God
about
said
it.
He did to Eve, ain't it?
Yeah, he took a rib.
Well, he cloned her. But he don't call it that.
Right.
But that's kind of like, so that's how far back. I go 6,000 years
Ooh.
Cloning. Ask me another question. I know almost everything. And stuff I don't know, I can make up.
Well, you know, our hour is gone.
Oh, my Jesus.
Yeah, so hold it for till the next hour.
Okay, will do.
You want to write it down so you won't forget?
What, about cloning? It ain't going to matter. No, we're good.
Thank you for listening to the first hour of A Voice of a People here live on WGH Talk. My name is Linda Sims, and my guest today is Willie Harris. He will be with me next hour, starting at 11:15 to the top of the hour of 12 noon.
Y'all come back now here.
Till next time, be blessed, and thank you.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1.